today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
We close out Tom Petty Week with three final songs,
including one featuring a belladonna. Patrick, do you know what that is?
Oh, I know, Jim. I know.
Well, the circumstances have not been great, but nope. The Tom Petty Week has been great. I've enjoyed talking about Petty and his music.
Right, Jim. We don't often choose our circumstances, but we try to deal with them the best way we can, and we try to heal with music. And I feel great that you are here with me, and we're able to be on the back patio, and our friend Phil and Gracia is here, and the planes are
over.
Still flying. Yeah. And I just feel like, you know, you don't ever get over something like, you know, losing an artist like this, but they become, you know, enshrined in your mind, and you begin to understand how they were important to you, and you respect them in that way. And I want to thank both you guys for being here to talk to me.
Oh, thanks. I knew when we were quickly making plans to do this week that it was your idea, actually. Like, let's put the call out to listeners and have them contribute.
Let's put it all
like,
together.
This is great, because this is the best way to honor an artist like this, is just to get as many people sort of together as possible and kind of share stories and feel sort of better together, right? It's sort of, you know, we kind of have like a little wake situation going here.
Right.
And
we got a family.
Yeah.
We got a family.
And it's good.
Thanks, Phil, for being part of that.
Well,
man.
Thank
we
you.
Appreciate
and,
it.
You know, I knew you guys. I almost sent you an email saying, hey, time for an emergency podcast.
Yeah,
right.
But you had
like
already
that.
Done it.
Yeah.
So,
right.
And then you clear the decks for Tom Petty Week. So,
right.
Kudos.
Yeah, thanks for helping.
So, if you're just tuning in
now,
this is Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Lenihan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And with us all this week has been
Phil and Gracia.
We toast you, Phil. Thank you, man.
Toasting Tom Petty. And if it is your first time listening to the show, go back and listen to the other episodes from this week.
Of course.
In particular, the Tom Petty Tribute Week. We've had many listeners talk about their memories and feelings about his music. We had a couple of celebrity guests, Chuck Prophet and Matthew Sweet. We had a Washington Post editor and critic.
Mm-hmm.
So we've had a lot of people talk about Tom Petty. Our friend Mike Snyder, of course, chimed
of course.
In earlier on. But this last episode of the week, it's just the three of us.
We're getting down to brass tacks, man, that means.
This is nearly impossible, but we're each going to pick one song to talk about, right?
It's completely impossible, Jim. I'm gonna go ahead and bat lead off here, and I just want to say you're right. It's completely impossible. I think that you heard at some point this week David Mallet say that never has a greatest hits album been made so perfect as the Tom Petty greatest hits album.
Mm.
Like, he literally said, that's probably the greatest hits album of all time. And you know, there's an argument there. And I want to play one of his best-known songs.
Okay.
And I want to do it for two reasons. One, my heart was broken when I was in high school by watching a girl that I had a big crush on dance with my best friend to Leather and Lace, which had Don Henley. And, you know, there was a voice on there that might have been in Fleetwood Mac. But the anecdote to that for me was Stop Dragging My Heart Around when Tom Petty sang with Stevie Nicks. You know, that's one of my all-time favorite singers. And I'm not going to say too much more that sometimes when you're hurt, you get healed by a song. And sometimes you have an anecdote to your pain. And this song always made me feel smarter and more angry and more together, you know, than the pain I felt. And I love Stevie Nicks to death. And Tom Petty just sort of knocked this, you know, song out. And just, I mean, when you can sing with Stevie Nicks, you're pretty great.
Yeah.
How often do you hear someone cut to the quick of a relationship when you say you can't look me in the eye?
Yes. I always like the line, too. I know you really want to be your own girl, which, again, we talked about this before, shows that Petty, as a male songwriter, always has this kind of empathy for the female point of view, too,
absolutely.
Right?
Yeah.
It's also one of those songs that, you know, sometimes you hear songs that are duets, male-female duets, and when you start to pick it apart, you're sort of like, well, that could have just been a solo song.
Yeah.
They just did it because they wanted to pair up these two artists. This just totally makes sense as a duet,
absolutely.
Right? It's like two people singing at each other,
yeah,
right?
She dominates.
It's almost like
it.
Jackson
it's
in that
amazing.
Way, right?
Yeah, it's totally amazing.
Yes.
Totally amazing.
And the other funny thing about this, the story as I understand it, this was around the time of Hard Promises,
mm-hmm.
is they did the duet on Hard Promises, the Insider, which
yeah.
My understanding was that was going to be for, I guess, this Stevie Nicks album first, but Tom liked the song so much that he was like, no, we're putting this on my
yeah.
album. He's like, but I got another song I'll
yeah.
give you.
You can have yeah. this other one.
Gave her Stop Dragging My Heart Around. I mean, that's
how amazing is that?
That's crazy.
Well, and the other thing for me is when he did a duet with Stevie Nicks, he is a rock star.
Oh, God.
You
yes.
know, that
Dude,
is
me
rock
too.
Star credentials right there, baby.
Yeah.
And what a great, great song.
Oh, man.
If
you can even get Stevie Nicks to know your name, it's great. But much less,
my God.
Right, Phil? Get her
yeah.
to sing with you? Man.
I want to play something for you guys. This is kind of out of left field here,
sure.
but it's a cover of this song.
Oh, okay.
And it was a cover from a few years ago. There was this... this website called the AV Club,
yep.
they do this thing called yep. Undercover where
sure.
they have different like current like indie artists
yep.
usually
I know it.
Cover older songs. And it was one of those moments where when I saw this video online of Sharon Van Etten and Shearwater
wow.
covering Stop Dragging My Heart Around, where it sort of gave me pause and I was like, maybe love the song even more when you heard somebody
Man.
Else do it. You know
right.
what I mean? It was like, oh my, it just emphasized what a great song it is. So can I play that for
yeah,
you? Just for
I'm
a minute
absolutely.
I'm a huge Shearwater fan. I think that's a great American rock and roll band.
And I like Sharon, so.
There you go.
What it shows me is that
beautiful
indie rock today is really not that different from what, you know, Tom Petty and
yeah.
Stevie Nicks and Fleetwood Mac were doing back then, right?
Yeah, and it makes me think of how great those lines are.
Yes.
Yeah.
And even just the title of it, Stop Dragging My Heart Around. I mean,
that was great. Thanks, Jim. That was really cool. I'd never heard it before.
Oh, well, it just, again, emphasizes what a great song.
Yeah, love Shearwater.
All right. Let's take a quick little break, and then
right.
we have Phil's pick
yeah.
for a Tom Petty song, and then my pick. All right.
Great.
All right.
You just heard some amazing female singers. We're going to have
yeah.
an amazing singer at our Rock in the Suburbs live event. Her name is Lisa Saeed. She's going to talk with us. We're going to record the podcast. She's also going to play some songs.
Yep.
It's going to be October 21st,
mm-hmm.
starting at like noon, the
mm-hmm.
early thing. So you can
mm-hmm.
come out.
Mm-hmm.
You can, you know, hit the Leesburg Farmers Market. Maybe you're like
sure,
early in the
sure.
day. Come out, have some drinks with us, see the show, listen to Lisa, and then, I don't know, probably take a nap after that.
Yeah, and I'll say this, Jim. You know, our good friend Phil here can't be there, but he has a good reason. And I'll tell you what a good reason is. His son has a baseball tournament. And or a game, and that's okay. If you have a suburban thing that's going on
yeah.
like that, that's fine. But if you don't, if you're just going
to
lay on your couch and
there.
Watch college football, or you're going to, you know, just feel tired, don't do that. Get up, get out here at noon, and everything will be fine. Now, if you have a game, you have to travel, that's cool.
Yeah.
Phil would be there if he was just going to get up
right.
and watch TV.
I would be there.
So what I'll tell you, Phil, is you'll be able to hear it later because this is recording a podcast.
That's
so we're going to have
part,
it out
but
there.
That's
so
not an excuse.
It's not an excuse. But, you know, for a lot of people who maybe don't live around here, they're going to be able to hear it later. So that's great. Mm-hmm. It's going to be at Black Walnut Brewery. If you were able to come, Phil, that's where it would be. And so you'll be able to buy some beers.
Yep.
Hang out, watch the show. It's going to be a good time. October 21st, that's a Saturday around noon. And Phil, if you ever want to go to Black Walnut just, you know, another time, mm-hmm. we could do that.
We'd love to have you. And one just last piece of advice, Jim, really quick, is when you're at Black Walnut on the 21st and they ask you for the name on your tab, just say Linehan.
No, no. I don't think that's how it works at all. All right, we're back. It's been a long week.
Yeah,
it's
sad, long, and
sad,
difficult
long week.
Yeah, we're trying to hang in there.
And we're down to the end of it here, and we're each picking just like one last Tom Petty song. Mm-hmm. And Phil, you're up.
Well, you guys said it is very tough, but I'm going to pick something that, you know, until really this week, I wouldn't have even picked. But
okay.
I made a little Tom Petty SoundCloud playlist, and the leadoff song I put on there was You Wreck Me off Wildflowers. And the reason I did is because it's somewhat later period Tom Petty, but it's got the rocking stuff that, you know, drew me into him initially. But it also, you know... I hope my wife listens to this, but, and I probably have never really even equated this with her before, but, you know, sometimes I look at my wife and I go, man, you wrecked me. You know, they give you a look, they look really nice for what it is, even that, you know, it's just sometimes in the morning, you know, you just go, wow. Or they do something nice for you and you go, man, you wrecked me, baby. You tear me in two. And, you know, maybe she'll listen to this, maybe she won't, but it's just a song that really connects with me, and I really didn't even understand it until he died, you know?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I put it on my lead on my little SoundCloud playlist, and the other thing is, he still did it in concert. He was doing that in concert up to the end, you know? So, obviously, it meant something to Tom, too, because he... he married late again in his life after his initial divorce. And it's from all accounts, you know, we don't know what goes on in these guys' lives.
Sure.
But his second marriage was happy and he had a lot of things going on. So that's my song.
Ugh. You nailed it, man. And I'm with you 100% on this. Like, there's a new appreciation for this song that I've just discovered, too. And I there's a line in there that has become one of my favorite Tom Petty lines. And again, it's so simple, but it's like immediately puts this picture in your mind where he says, I'll be the boy in the corduroy pants.
Yeah.
You'll be the girl at the high school dance. Yeah. And when you were saying about how the song is really about sort of maybe a long-term relationship and how, you know, you have those moments, right, where you sort of are reminded of how great this partner is who you're with, right? And that's it. You know, this notion of like you still get those feelings of being a young kid around her, right? And that's exactly, he said that in just that little line, right?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. And it's a late period song, mm-hmm. that didn't get a lot of airplay or, you know, a lot of attention at the time, but it's really grown on me.
You know, I'll say this, Jim. Are you guys familiar with the movie Walk Hard, the Dewey Cox
yes.
story?
Yes.
You know the movie where that guy sort of rides all the trends? He rides through like
yep.
40 years of decades, right? And there's one point where he's like, I need 1,000 didgeridoos on this song. Like
right.
he's totally lost his mind. Yet, listen to this song. Like you said, Phil, I don't know, 20, 30 years in Petty's career, he's using the same
yep.
elements
yep.
that he used on Breakdown, but doing them with subtlety and intensity and passion, and he didn't need to ride trends.
Nope.
And I think for that reason, he, you know, he transcends decades, and just because of that, great that, choice, Phil. That's just a really, you know, really beautiful, and also the sentiment was nice.
Yes.
And just fantastic.
That's completely it, and when you think, I've been thinking about this a lot. Petty has been so consistent in terms of the quality of his work, and he's made subtle shifts
yeah.
in terms of his music. You know, we talked before about Don't Come Around Here No More, how
yeah.
that's like a really kind of a different kind of song.
It's
and
an outlier,
kind of
yeah.
psychedelic. But even some other things he's done, like Mary Jane's Last Dance or some of the work on, I think even on like Full Moon Fever was maybe
yeah.
a little bit of a shift, but there have always been these kind of like maybe subtle, just because he's trying out some different things, but not drastic, not dramatic,
yeah.
not like
That's
he's
right.
ever chasing trends. And what he's become, what he had become over that 40-year period of time, to me, he's almost like this barometer. Like,
yeah.
like no matter what else is going on in the world, whatever, you know, culture or music or whatever, you've got this guy basically just being cool and doing the rock music that he loves.
Yeah.
And you can always come back to it and say, well, we may have gotten off path one way or another along the line, but Tom Petty's keeping us on the right path.
No, you're
right?
totally right. And you know Tom's not going to make a mistake, and he's going in the right direction.
That's right.
So, yeah.
Okay, I have my pick.
All right, Jim. Talk to us.
I will. Let's just close this up first, and mm-hmm. then we'll do it as the play out.
All
so
right.
This is Rock in the Suburbs. We've really, I've really enjoyed actually, you know, talking about Tom Petty.
Fantastic.
You know, again,
it makes you feel great. And, yeah,
it's good. It's good. He's one of those artists who just, I think, deserves all the tributes that people, you know, give him that come
yeah.
his way. Sad circumstances. I'm really, we've talked before about how he's sort of taken for granted, and it's kind of hard to imagine that, like, he's on a tour. He won't be on tour anymore. He won't be
That's
able
right.
to go to see any more
That's
shows,
right.
you know. But
yeah.
these records, which he put so much love into, will live on forever.
Yeah.
And I think they have that kind of timeless quality where people will be, you know, kind of like Chuck Berry or whatever, people will be listening to this work decades from
Certainly.
Now.
Certainly.
All right. You can find our show,
our Rock in the Suburbs
Our Rock in the Suburbs podcast on Apple Podcasts or Audio Boom or other podcast platforms.
Yep.
You can also, please, let us know more about what you think about Tom Petty. You can email us rock@suburbspod.com, or you can call our suburban party line, which is 612-440-1984. And we'll take this up again, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
Also, you can find us on social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, @suburbspod. And please visit our website, suburbspod.com, where we have more stuff about Tom Petty and
God.
Other rock and
Bless
roll.
Bless you, Mike.
Yes. All right. Here's my pick.
Okay, Jim, talk to us. Take us out of here, man.
Yeah,
it's been a long week. It's been tough. And Phil, I want to say before we go, thank you very much for being here and helping us out. And Mike and Matthew and Chuck and everybody who called in, David,
yeah.
you know, just everybody took some time.
Yeah. All right. I'm actually making a pick from the same album that Phil picked, which is Wildflowers. 1994, and I think this was referenced before, but I, at this time, so here you've got Tom Petty at 44 years old, right? A time when a lot of, you know, rock stars are past their prime.
Oh, of course.
He put out one of, I think, probably the best records of his career. And at the time, I totally missed it. I completely missed it because you got to put yourself back in 1994. That was the era of like the alternative explosion and you know, grunge and Nirvana and all these other bands that came along.
Pavement.
You know, Matthew Sweet, right?
Pavement, right.
And all this stuff. And I, at that point in my life, I guess I was, well, I would have been in my 20s. I just completely sort of rejected anything that was old and mainstream,
right?
Or
anti-rock. Yeah, I mean, right? At that time, I was in an alt-country rat hole that lasted for about 10 years. You know, I didn't like rock for a while.
Right. So it wasn't much like, really.
It was. It sort of felt like this new chapter in music, and anything from the past, just forget about it. So when Tom Petty in 1994. Releases an album, I'm just like, yeah, whatever. That's old news. Yeah. No matter how much I loved his earlier work. So I didn't really pay any attention to it. And it turns out, and this was an album he recorded with Rick Rubin. Turns out, much later, I discovered it's one of his best albums.
Oh, yeah.
It's really an amazing piece of work. So honest, so pure, so true. And it's the album that has You Don't Know How It Feels was sort of the big hit. We just heard You Wreck Me, but the title track, Wildflowers, I think is sort of a perfect way to send off Tom Petty. It's a beautiful, beautiful song and really speaks to the artistry of simplicity. There's not a whole lot going on in the song, but every note matters, every word matters. The sentiment of it is, I think, just lovely and touching. And when I hear it, and I listened to it a few times this past week, when I hear it now, it very nearly brings me to tears. So rest in power, Tom Petty.
Rest in power.
And you belong among the wildflowers.
I never have gotten cash for, except for that one time when I had to buy that weed. But let's start.